I'm on my way.
Ladies,
right now today. I'm on my way. I'm on my way. Hey, hey, yeah. Tell me all about it, how they blew your vibe up. We can talk over some dinner, we can pour some wine up. I just pulled around the corner, walking back to your house. You my dog and I'm your homie, still we not enough.
So it's your girl, K to the A to the Kamel, and I am here with Miss Asia Corinne. And I'm excited to be with her today because she's from my hometown, Baltimore. So I just feel like she's going to bring a lot of lit energy today in this interview. So I'm excited. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hey, what's up, y'all? It's Asia Corinne, a.k.a. Singing with a Rapid Flow. Ask me how I do it, though.
I was hoping that she did that because I was going to ask you, where did you even get that from, Singer with the Rapid Flow?
I created that. I kind of like... I mean, it's not really new, but it kind of is like my own spin on it. But you know, most of the time, most artists, they do the rapping thing and try to sing. I just kind of like flipped it like, okay, I'm a singer, but I'm just going, you know, have a rapping flow.
Okay, I see you, I feel you. So, did you, if I'm out, correct me if I'm wrong, but was your first project in 2018 when you did She Ain't Nice?
Yeah, that was my first project.
Okay, so I wasn't sure if you did any other projects before that, but that's the project I remember seeing because I was actually in college at the time, about to graduate, and I think one of my friends posted you, and I was like, okay, let me check her out, and that's how I started listening to your music. But you know, one, you're lit, two, did you move here, or you just spend so much time in Atlanta now?
Cause, I moved here.
Okay, because I'm like, every time I see her post a move, she in Atlanta, or I don't know if she moved here or what. But I was wondering, with that being said, a lot of people, since I'm from Baltimore too, they're like, why can't you just stay in Baltimore and hone in your craft and be there? Why you have to move? Like, they feel like it's a traitor. Do you ever get that you're a traitor? Do you ever get that?
No one has said it to me, but I mean, honestly, a lot of people have told me like, no, you need to get out here, you need to, you know what I'm saying, you need to go, like, you need to go, like, but honestly, I felt like I was stuck in Baltimore.
I felt like with the scene, I'll ask you first before I give you my opinion. What do you feel, how do you feel about the music scene in Baltimore? Like, were you someone who would go to open mics, or were you someone who did showcases, or what?
I did all of that. So when I first started singing, I was singing on the street. So once I like started finding out like where the open mics and stuff was at, I started going to them. So after that, it was like, okay, now what's next? All right, showcases. I did a few showcases, but I wasn't really into the showcases there because it just, some of the stuff wasn't like too legit.
I'm not really into showcases because I used to go to, I don't know if you ever went to Love and Hip Hop open mic, but they would always say the artist, well, when they first started, the artist should not pay for their craft, like for their talent. And yeah, you have to put in the work, you got to pay for studio time, but as far as paying to perform, you're supposed to get paid to perform. So when you're doing these showcases, and we talked about this with another artist, Brandon Isaiah, we were pretty much saying, like, when you have these showcases, sometimes it isn't legitimate because you're paying this amount of money and bringing in a crowd of people, and essentially they're just making money off of you. You're just paying to perform a song or two. And is it really giving you exposure, you know?
For me, I didn't really go through that for a long time because I pretty much built my own fan base, so people were already coming to me like, you know, like, hey, how much do you, you know, how much you gonna charge me for this? You know, of course you had some people kind of felt like I shouldn't be charging, but majority of the people, you know, came at me correct, like, hey, how much do you charge to perform? So I never really went through the whole having to pay like a lot of money to like perform and stuff like that. I think I did that, like a showcase like that, like once, maybe when I first started. But that was before I really made my name in the city, so.
Okay. So what, how did you get started?
All right, so back, let me piggyback off of what I just said. So I started singing on the street. One day I was like, okay, so I used to play basketball. And my friends used to be like, yo, you need to sing. Like, you really dope. And I'm like, y'all just telling me that. Like, I'm not that good. Like, y'all just trying to pump me up. So after a while, I was like, all right, I'm going to just try it. posted up. I used to post up on every corner downtown. I started downtown, then I started going like through like the hood and east or west and all of that. Posted up, started singing, and pretty much started getting a good little crowd consistently coming out. Like, people was like watching my Instagram, trying to see when I'm gonna be out there. Mm-hmm. So that's when I was like, okay, I got something. So then I started, after that, I started gearing towards like social media and making 1 minute videos and all of that, you know, just to gain a like wider fan base. After that, shortly after that, I started doing shows. And then that's how I got here. But that's pretty much how I got started. Why I started singing, it really was the motivation of my friends, to be honest. Yeah.
Okay, that's dope. So tell me about your new project, Rhythm and Bangers. How did you and, is his name Tony Terrell?
Yeah,
Tony. I just want to make sure I got that right. So how do y'all even meet or decide to like collaborate on this project?
Okay, so I've known Tonio for about 2 years now. So, you know, Tonio's from Baltimore too.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, but he's been living out here since like 2012 or 2010, something like that. So, he hit me up on Instagram like a while back, like, yeah, we should collab. And I didn't even know he was from Baltimore. So I'm like, all right. I was like, all right, cool. So when I came down here to visit, I hit him up like, could you record this song for me? It's called Cold Winds. Something that's unreleased as well. But I asked him, could he record this song for me? He recorded it. It was a cool vibe. Then when I moved down here, we started like linking up. Like, you know, he was recording me consistently. And then shortly after that, we became roommates.
Oh, wow.
And that's how the whole EP came about. Like, all right, let's do a project, a full project.
Yeah.
So that's how we ended up doing that.
And besides that aspect of it, what was the inspiration as far as the content for the project?
Well, you know, a lot of people, in my opinion, I don't feel like there's a lot of R&B going, like, popping right now. Like, I feel like it's missing. So we was like, man, we need to try to make a wave, like try to put out some real 2000s R&B type of vibes. So, yeah.
Do you feel like, I don't know if you're going to laugh at this question. Do you think that Jacquees is the king of R&B?
Oh, I think
for
that
this
Jacquees
generation,
is dope.
Since he said
I think Jacquees is dope. To each his own. It's all about confidence. So if you feel confident enough to crown yourself as the king of R&B, I guess. But to me, I feel like it's a wider, you know, it goes off a wider aspect than that. Because, I mean, realistically, he hasn't really been, like, out here long enough to really be like, okay, I'm the king of R&B. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I like some of his music. Like, I listen to some of his music. So
do you think he was serious when he said that, or do you think that he said it and then he had to back it up?
I think he felt that. I think he meant that.
I kind of thought, I thought that he was saying it, but obviously he's posted all over his page, Tank and Chris Brown, there are people, Tyrese, people before me, they are the kings of R&B. He was just saying, like, I'm a king as well. So it seemed like he didn't mean, like, he is, like, Michael Jackson, the king of pop. Like, you know that. I don't think he really thought, like, I am the only king or I'm the king. But I think that because everybody was talking about it, he got more attention off of it and he decided to keep it going, low-key.
I don't know, because I feel like, it's just like when I used to play sports, right? You're not supposed to go in a room and be like, you know, I'm not the best. So I feel like it's just a confidence thing. Like, I don't feel like he was wrong for saying it, but I just feel like it's, like, as far as the respect part, it was good that he cleared it up a little bit, you know, mm-hmm. to give others their respect. Like, okay, like, Trey Songz, Chris Brown, all of them been here. So, you know what I'm saying? But then when he cleared it up, like, I'm the king of R&B in my generation. But realistically, who else is...
He said it from the beginning, though. In that video, he said, for my generation. Oh, okay. But everybody just kept playing, I'm the king of R&B. If you saw the video, he actually said, for my generation. But everybody was just going so crazy. And then he had that thing with, I think his name was Orias.
Yeah.
Or Osiris.
Osiris.
Yeah. if I could give you the world, baby, yeah. So with that, he started saying he was the king of R&B. But I think that was more of like, I'm going to just piggyback on what he said, because that was just came out of the clear blue sky. But you said you used to play basketball. So one, what position did you play? And two, how long did you play?
I played basketball from 10th grade in high school up until college. And I stopped in 2016.
Where did you go to college?
I went to three colleges. I went to BCCC. I graduated from BCCC with my associates. And then I went to Bowie. And I was playing basketball there for a little while. But I wasn't really feeling it. I was like, nah, this is not for me. I don't want to do this anymore. Then that's when I got to.
And what high school did you go to?
I went to two high schools. I went to... I'm moving around a lot. You know the typical kid from Baltimore. You know.
No, yeah, I definitely... In high school, my dad actually moved to Bowie. He wanted me to transfer to Bowie High School.
Yeah.
I didn't want to do that.
So I went to Friendship Academy. It's like in East Baltimore, and I went to Dundalk.
Okay. So what can we expect for you now coming up in 2020? You said last night you was in the studio, you didn't get out till 7 a.m. this morning. So the fact that you're here right now, that's dedication.
Yes, for sure. I was like, man, I looked at my clock. I was like, oh, my God, I got to hurry up and get here. Like, but, yeah, so pretty much, last night I was in the studio. We was pretty much finishing up the video for OK You Right.
That's actually my favorite song.
Yeah, everybody is really rocking with that. Do you know what sample is in there?
No.
The sample, if you really listen to it, I mean, you should be able to hear it.
I feel like I knew. I feel like there was a reason that...
R&B, some real R&B, some hardcore R&B, Jesse Powell, you... If you listen to it, you won't hear it. Now that I told you, you definitely won't hear it.
I'm definitely won't hear it. Exactly. That's what usually happens. Sometimes I don't catch samples. Yeah. And then when somebody says something, it's like, boom. Yeah. Like, this is not a sample. This wasn't a sample thing. But last night, everybody was on Twitter talking about how Missy Elliott is on Fantasia, Don't Talk to Me. And so is Jasmine Sullivan. They're both singing in the background. I never knew that.
Yeah, I never knew.
But now that they said that, I can clearly hear that they're singing on the song.
Exactly. But yeah, we're about to put this video out. Excuse me. We're about to put this video out, and then we trying to be hitting the city. Like, I mean, I'm still new here, so I'm trying to get as many shows and make my name out here and just get popping out here. And then during that, I'm going to be dropping some more singles and, just being consistent.
And let us know when you have a show, because we'll definitely pull up and cover the show or just be there to support you. Yeah, that's really important to us. I was going to say something. Oh, with you being new, what do you like to Atlanta? What do you like to do here? Have you done anything fun besides just, I know as an artist, you kind of just want to grind, but do you ever get the chance to have fun or do other things outside?
Realistically, no. Because between me working, like grinding, like, I mean, I do Uber. Like, that's how I make my money. Mm-hmm. So I just grind with that. And then when I come in the house, I'm grinding with my music. So that's what I'm doing, like, 24/7. But if I do get time, I might, like, go get some seafood. You know, from Baltimore.
Yeah. You got to try Crab Queens. I know everybody's always talking about Juicy Crab, but try Crab Queens.
Yeah, I haven't tried them yet, but, yeah. I'm not really. I'm just grind mode, man. I'm trying to make it. Listen, there's people back home depending on me.
Yeah,
I don't got time for
course,
no fun.
Of course. Well, lastly... Would you pick, I'm stealing Kelvin's question from the other day, Erykah Badu or Jill Scott?
Erykah Badu,
why?
Erykah Badu has soul to me. Not saying that Jill Scott doesn't, but I feel Erykah Badu more. And maybe because to me, I'm not really into like the whole poetry, like vibe. I can't feel it, but I like to hear what they say. And the concepts and all that, but to me, Jill Scott is like a poet. Erykah Badu is strictly soul, you just feel everything. Yeah. So to me, I think Erykah Badu.
I see what you mean. All right. Well,
who would
thank
you.
Pick?
I apologize.
No. You're fine. I actually picked Jill Scott, but that's because I actually love Erykah Badu, and I was telling them I forgot to pull it up, but I used to in college I had. shower curtain in my dorm that was Erykah Badu. It's just that I really grew up more on Jill Scott. Mm-hmm. So I think more so the other day he was asking who would you go see, like Jill Scott or Erykah Badu. So I picked Jill Scott because it wasn't until I was in college that I got more into Erykah Badu because she's very spiritual.
Yeah.
And like just her being eccentric and stuff and me understanding what she means. So I love Erykah Badu. But I would pick Jill Scott because that just... It feels like a comfort thing to me, honestly. It's not more so. I got what you meant. Like Jill is a poet, and when she first came out, she actually had like no one knew who she was.
Mm-hmm.
She just released her music, and like who is Jill? You saw the cover, but you didn't actually know who she was.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people, not a lot of people, but certain people like to do it. Like her, do you like her?
Yeah.
Like
I love her. She's dope. She's dope. Yeah.
I remember, did you know who she was, like, right off the bat?
I did not know who she was until she had the concert. The first concert that she had that revealed her face and all of that.
Wait, when she had the first concert, she was on the Set It Off tour. Bryson Tiller.
I think that was the one. Whichever one was the first one that everybody was, like, so pumped up to see what she looked like. That one, that's the one that I seen. I was like, oh, okay, I never knew who
she
was.
But I was going to say, she was wearing her glasses when I saw, I actually went to the show here.
Uh-huh.
I was still living in Baltimore, but I went to the show here because I was here over the summer. And she had her glasses on and everything, but me and a friend that I had in college, we kept like Googling, like trying to put the pieces together. And what happened was on her first EP, she did a cover of Jungle by Drake.
Uh-huh.
And when she did that, that was the link to people knowing who she was, because before she decided to change to her, she was Gabby Wilson, of course, and she had said, I'm going to release, I think she did release it, and then you could hear it's the same song, same voice, so that's how I was really trying to dig and find out. And I felt like Bryson Tiller was him, because there was a him, too, and I felt like that's why they put them on tour together, but we never found out who him was,
exactly.
And he stopped releasing music.
Who knows, they're so creative in the industry, who knows? Probably was.
And you know, I don't know if you know this, but fun fact, Alicia Keys was her mentor.
Yeah.
So that's like, I feel like she's inspired by her with all the instruments she plays and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, like she's dope. What are some artists that inspire you?
What? Drake, Chris Brown. They are my top two artists. But Drake, Chris Brown, I love Beyonce.
I've loved Beyonce
since I was a kid. So, pretty much, but like as far as like my style of music and stuff, I feel like Drake and
Chris Brown.
I used to really like Miguel, but maybe because I haven't really been hearing as much music from him. But
yeah,
he
only released that song with Alicia Keys recently.
Yeah, I used to really really love his like his voice. He has a soulful but like raspy type of sound. Like I love.
What about old school? Like
old school, Lauryn Hill.
Okay,
Lauryn Hill. Lauryn Hill was actually like my top. she's my top. There's a few others. It's crazy because I listen to old school music all the time from my mother, right?
Uh-huh.
It'd be some songs, I'd be like, man, I know this song, but I don't know the name of the person.
You
yeah,
just know the song.
Yeah.
Like, I would say for me, Anita Baker.
Oh, yeah.
Anita Baker, of course, Whitney Houston. There's certain artists like Whitney Houston, Mariah Carey, and I would say Brandy. They teach you how to sing.
Yeah, Brandy is definitely a good one. Angel in Disguise, that's one of my favorite songs.
Yeah.
But she can blow.
She can blow.
But yeah, she definitely has inspired me as well as far as like learning how to sing like vocally and all of that. Yeah,
oh, my last question, it goes back to what I was asking you earlier with Baltimore. Did you feel like, because you said you grew your own fan base, but I've heard from different people, different artists I know, that they don't feel like in Baltimore, I feel like it might not be true for you, but they weren't really supported like they felt like they could have been, because only the people who were popular were getting the recognition. But for me personally, and this is no shade, I love my city, I felt like some of the people who were popular were just staying there. And I'm not saying you have to go anywhere, but you want your music to go, like,
exactly.
Overseas, globally, like, not just be popular within the city.
Exactly. And that's the thing. And I mean, I kind of agree with that, because even with me, you know, being considered like locally famous and everything, I still felt like the people that could have supported me more or can support me more, they don't. And meaning like, you know, like the radio people, like some of the people that's like, not saying that they might really can't do more than, you know, more than what they, not because they haven't done anything for me, but I'm just saying like, they might can't do more than what I'm expecting, but I just feel like it should be like a little bit more love shown, especially when you're making like good music. My sound is not just Baltimore. You feel me? My sound is, I know my sound isn't Baltimore. I've created a sound to be worldwide. You know what I'm saying? Because I want to be a worldwide artist. So, I feel like, kind of, I agree, but then at the same time, too, because the people, Baltimore love me, too. So it's like, you know what I'm saying?
And I wouldn't say, that's why I said it's more so like, I guess what you said, people who you're not necessarily close to, but people you might expect to support you aren't supporting you. And it's like, you, why aren't you supporting me? Or I see a lot of people clout chase, not just in Baltimore, but like in even Atlanta and other cities, like I'm just going to sit here and support this artist because they got a 100,000 followers and I'm going to keep hanging around them, you know, doing stuff for the gram. You know, that's not just a Baltimore thing. That's an everywhere thing. But that's just something I think of with that. And to your point about the radio, I do find sometimes maybe it is that it's something they can't do. Because it's been people here, and I'm not just talking about the radio, but anything where people say, I'm going to push you on. I'm not somebody who's going to ask somebody to put me on, but it's people who come up and be like, for instance, this one guy told me, hey, I want to mentor you as far as showing you how to edit videos and go to video shoots and also songwrite for people. And I'm like, okay, bet. And then I'm reaching out like, hey, because you gotta hustle. You got to make sure you're dedicated to, if somebody gives you the opportunity, you got to go after it. But then I'm going after it and you not responding and stuff like that, that's something that it's like,
yeah, it pushes you away in a sense. I don't know, like for like in Baltimore, I feel like you said, like if you're like popular, like I'm popular there, but it's like, for example, like in Baltimore, the music is different already, but two, they really rock with like the hood music. Earlier on when I first started music, I wouldn't say my music was hood, but it was more so, it was like raw, it was like kind of like I was trying to like still figure out, like it wasn't so much commercial. Like now, like I'm creating music that's like radio, I'm trying to make radio.
You're branding.
Yeah, exactly. But at first it was like raw. I'm talking about everything that I'm seeing, you know what I'm saying? I'm talking about stuff that I've been through, stuff that I've seen other people go through, and it was just different. So I just still feel like, you know, they could show more love.
You're right. But thank you for coming on here today. Where can everybody find you?
Y'all can find me on all social media platforms at @Asia_Corinne. You can find my music on all platforms, Apple Music, Spotify, Tidal, all of that. Asia Corinne.
And make sure when you drop a new song, before you drop it, you send it to us so we can, you know, be ready to interview again. Or just, we can even do like a fun, chill podcast. What we do is we pull up to people and like we're very organic with what we do. We like to have a conversation and just sit down and kind of be your friend for real. Like, it's just real cool. And wait. Last thing. I know I keep saying last thing, but you said that this was your first interview in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So we're excited to be the first to interview Miss Asia Corinne. So yeah, I'm K to the A to the Kamel, and I'm out. See y'all next time.
See y'all.
I'm so groovy. They can't stand me. I'm so groovy. Hey, hey, hey. I say, call me what you want, I bet you stand your lane. Keep on talking shit, but still.